Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning. On top of the mountain, today Jesus reveals his glory. He who offered the sacrifice of his life on the cross for our salvation willed to give hope and strength to those he would invite later on to be partakers of his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, St. Peter, St. James, and St. John. In the liturgy of the Church, we are given the opportunity to witness to this moment in Jesus' life. We can contemplate in faith his face shining like the sun, and his clothes becoming white as light. In today's Mass, and in the manner of St. Peter, we could also say, Lord, it is good that we are here. Here, at the altar, our faith is nourished, our hope increased, and our charity strengthened. Today we learn, as we'll say and pray in today's preface, that the Passion leads to the glory of the Resurrection. There is no reward without effort. There is no glory without fight. There is no day without night. There is no joy without sacrifice. We know that in this world, our faith is going to be constantly put to the test. In the public square, at work, at home, we always need to be faithful to God and proud of the cross where we were redeemed. Let's not be afraid. On the contrary, let's place our trust in him who never disappoints. As we prayed together in today's psalm, Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Today's first reading also speaks about trust. Abraham's trust in God has always deeply impressed me, because the Lord tells him to go forth, but he doesn't let him know where to go. Leave everything behind and walk to the land that I will show you. So we always need to trust in God at every step of our way towards him. I like today's first reading's last verse. Abram went as the Lord directed him. Beautiful way to express how our obedience needs to be. We must obey out of trust, not out of fear. Rise, do not be afraid, said Jesus in the Gospel. We must follow him wherever he goes, whatever he leads us to. We must obey our Father's voice in today's Gospel and listen to His beloved Son. Do we really listen to Him? We could ask ourselves, where can we hear the voice of Christ? His voice can be heard in the silence of our hearts, when we go to the inner room of our souls and speak with Him in silent prayer. His voice can also be heard in His sacraments. I absolve you from your sins. Those are Jesus' words through the priest. We can also hear His voice every Sunday at Mass. I think today's liturgy is very beautiful because we are going to hear those words. This is my beloved Son, listen to Him, twice in today's Mass. The first time was in the Gospel and right before the Gospel, in the antiphon, as an invitation to not just hear, but listen to Christ when He talks to us. Do we stay focused on His voice? Do we make the seeds of the Gospel grow in the hearts, in the soil of our souls? The second time will be right before communion, in today's communion antiphon. Listen to Him. And this is a more intimate moment when you receive Jesus in today's Holy Communion. You need to hear the voice of the Heavenly Father say, "This is my beloved Son." And now it's in your heart and in your body. And He's going to talk to you. And you have to make silence inside so that you can listen to Him, because He wants to reveal His plan to you. And His voice obviously can also be heard every time, any time we attend our brothers and sisters in need. As Jesus says, "Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me." Do we really see Christ in our neighbor? Do we try to love Him in our brothers and sisters? So in light of today's readings, let's ask God to avoid noise in our Lenten pilgrimage, to listen to Jesus' voice, so that we may always desire and at last attain the glory whose beauty He showed in His own body to the amazement of His disciples. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.